So let's review. The Gemara cites a machlokes in the Braisa Tan Rabbanan. Hikru asor ben yodam basor maklos v'meis. If 10 people with sticks beat a person and he died, the Chacham hold bein mevas achas bein mezachas epturin. They are all potter regardless of whether they beat him simultaneously or consecutively. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro holds bezachas ha'achren chayiv memneishakir ves misasai. They are all potter only if they beat him simultaneously, but if they beat him consecutively, the last person is chayiv because he hastened the victim's death. Rabbi Yochanan explains that they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk. V'ish ki Yaakov kol nefesh adam mois yumas. The Chacham understand the words kol nefesh to imply kulay, completely, and therefore, ad de'iku kol nefesh chayev, kol du nefesh pater. Only if the Ritzach took all his life, he is chayev, but if the Ritzach took only part of his life, he is pater. While Rabbi Huda understands the words kol nefesh to imply kol duhu, any life, even partially, and therefore kol duhu nefesh chayev, even if the Ritzach took only part of his life, he is chayev. Rashi points out that even so, he agrees that bevas achas pater because ish ki Yaakov aleishnaim shehiku. The word ish implies that only if one person hit him, he is chayev, but if two people hit him, they are pater. Rav elaborates on this machlokes and says, hakol moedim b'horig es ha-treifa shu pater. All agree that if someone killed a treifa, a person who had a deadly wound such as a hole in his esophagus or brain which will eventually cause him to die, the Ritzach is pater, because as Rashi explains, kiven din nekarm chaticha simonim chiyusoy gaver ketela chashavlei. Since the person's fatal condition is obvious, he's considered like a dead person and he's not considered even called the hunefesh. Conversely, hakol moedim b'goyses b'dei shemayim shu chayiv. All agree that if someone killed a person who was dying from a natural ailment, he is chayiv because the lois aved be ma'isa bereisha v'harei kachay. Since his condition was not through human intervention, he is still considered a live person, and he is kol nefesh. Machlekes is only begeisis b'dei adam, as in our case, l'biku asur b'nei adam. If the Ritzach killed a person who was dying through human intervention, the Chacham hold b'zeach r'zeh pater, because a geisis b'dei adam is similar to a treifa, but not to a geisis b'dei shemayim. Because geisis b'dei shemayim lo yisavet b'maisa, while geisis b'dei adam and treifa yisavet b'maisa. While Rabbi Huda holds b'zeach r'zeh ha'achren chayiv, because a geisis b'dei adam is similar to a geisis b'dei shemayim, but not to a treifa, because treifa mechatchi simonim. But both geisis b'dei adam or b'dei shemayim lo mechatchi simonim. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas that pertain to a treifa person or animal. Amar Rava, ha-hoiriges a treifa pater. If a healthy person kills a treifa person, he's not liable because gaver ketela chashavlei. The treifa person was considered already dead. However, with treifa shaharag, if a treifa person kills a healthy person, it depends. Bifnei bezin chayiv. If bezin witnessed the crime, he is chayiv because the Tosafot explains shadonin al rayasim. The raya of bezin alone is considered like the edus, and bezin can sentence him based on their raya. However, shaloi bifnei bezin pater. If bezin did not witness the crime, he is pater because bezin requires testimony of edim, which would not be valid in this case because dehavila edus shiyat yochalazima v'leishma edus. Since if these edim were found to be zaymin, they cannot be executed because they wanted to convict a gaver ketela. Therefore, even if the edim are not zaymin, their testimony is not valid because testimony in which the edim cannot be punished with kasha zamam is not valid. If edim that were healthy testified that a treifa person was chayiv misa, and they were then found to be edim zaymin, they're not killed because they wanted to convict a gaver ketela. However, edim treifa shehuzmu nerogin. If edim that were treifa testified that a healthy person was chayiv misa, and they were then found to be edim zaymin, they are killed because they wanted to convict a healthy person. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, "Afila edi treifa shehuzmu ein erogin. Even if the edim zaymin were treifa, they are not killed because lafisha einan bezaymin zaymin. Since if the second set of mezimah were later found to be edim zaymin, they cannot be executed because they intended to convict the first set of edim who were gaver ketela. Therefore, even if the second set of mezimah are not edim zaymin, their testimony is not valid because edu shiyat yochel azima loishma edus." As Rashi explains, Rava, however, holds kiven the edim zaymin chidushu. Since it is a novel halacha that the second edim hamazimin can disqualify the first edim zaymin through the testimony of imanu hayisim, therefore their testimony is valid even if they cannot be punished with kasha zama. Va'amar Rava, shoy treifa shaharig chayif. If an ox that was treifa killed a healthy person, it must be put to death. However, v'shoy shal adam treifa shaharig pater. If the owner of the ox was treifa, the ox is not put to death, because the pasuk states, "Hashor yisakel v'gamba olav yumas." Kalecha de karina be v'gamba olav yumas, karina be hashor yisakel. Kalecha de le karina be v'gamba olav yumas, le karina be hashor yisakel. Only where the owner can be put to death is his ox put to death. In this case, however, since the treifa owner is potter from Misa because iat the yochel azima, his ox is also potter from Misa. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, afil asher treifa nami shaharik potter. Even if the ox was treifa, the ox is not put to death. Because kiven de ilu bailam haba batir is sher nami potter. Since if the owner was a treifa, he would be potter from Misa, the ox, who is now a treifa, is also potter. The previous Mishnah taught shisa bayas a kelim, shisa bayas a nachash pater. If a person incited a dog or snake to attack to kill a person, he's not liable because he's merely a goyer. However, hishach bayas a nachash, if a person placed the snake's mouth onto the person's hand and its fangs poisoned him and he died, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda holds the owner is chayev misa because, as the Gemara explains, he holds ar eres nachash bein shinav huayman. At this point, the snake's venom is already in its fangs and poisons the person without the snake's action. Lefikach makish besayif a nachash pater. The ritzeich is considered as if he actually killed the victim and is therefore liable to the punishment of ritzeich, which is sayif. The snake, however, is pater miskila because it did not kill the person. V'chacham and patron, v'chacham hold that the person is exempt because eres nachash mi'atzmai meki. It is at this point that the snake ejects its venom by itself. Lefikach nachash beskila u'makish pater. The snake is stoned like a shor hamazik and the person is pater mimisa because he's merely considered a goyim. Zakt der Mishnah, Amake es chaveri bein be'evin bein be'egrif, v'amdu l'misa, v'heikel m'masha hoya, u'la'acham kan hechbid b'meis, chayif. If a person struck someone with a stone or his fist, and Bezin made an assessment that the victim would die, but then the victim's condition improved and he was assessed to live, and afterward his condition deteriorated and he died, chayif, v'acham hold that the attacker is chayif misa, because since they were amdu l'misa, the victim assumingly died from the attack. Nechemiah holds that the attacker is patim emisa, because since the victim's condition improved to the point that he was expected to live, we assume he died from something else and not from the attack. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the following psukim. The Rashi explains the words v'loyamos are superfluous and come to teach umdana. Bezna first makes an assessment. And the next pasuk states, "Im yakum v'salach b'chutz amashanta b'nika hamaka." The words "b'nika hamaka" are also superfluous and come to teach umdina. The chacham hold the two umdinas are as follows: chadam du lechayim umes. The words "v'lo yomus" teach that if the original umdina was that he would live, but he then died, the attacker is put to memisa and pays the chamisha dvarim because since he was an umdina lechayim, we assume the victim died from something else and not from the attack. Chadam du lemisa b'chayim. The words v'nika hamaka teach that if the original umdina was that he would die, but he then recovered, and the pasuk teaches that even though the attacker committed a murderous act, he is still patur memisa because the victim did not actually die. While Nechemiah holds charam du lemisa v'chaya, the words v'lo yomus teach that if the original umdina was that he would die, but he then recovered, the attacker is patur memisa because the victim did not actually die. V'charam du lemisa v'hekel u'masha haya u'la'achakach hichbid v'meis. And the words v'nika hamaka teach that if the original umdina was that he would die, and in the interim his condition improved, but then he died, even so the attacker is patur memisa because since the victim was hekel, we assume that he died from something else and not from the attack. However, the pasuk does not need to teach amdu l'chayim u'meis because sharei yatzim mibezin zakai. Once bezin made an umdina l'chayim, the attacker was cleared. And as the Gemara explains, their machlekes is also in the source for chayvshin. Bezin confines the attacker and waits to see whether the victim will recover or die. The chumol, the source for chayvshin, is in the pasuk im yokum v'salach b'chutz amashanta b'nika hamaka. When the victim recovers, only then is the attacker released from prison. While Rav Nechemiah holds the source for chayvshin is from the incident of Megadif. He was confined because the Yidden were not sure whether he was liable or not.